I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. You made it, and this is the pre-show. It is August 7th, and thank you guys for getting up early with us. As always, we appreciate you so much. Hope you're ready for the weekend, and want to say good morning to everyone who is already up and texting us at 702-364-9400, checking in every morning. We have our good friend Captain Kate checking in from sunny Miami. Now, the thing with Captain Kate, she can only check in when she's in Miami. Otherwise, she's on the boat. And when they dock, that's the only time that she can say hi. So thank you for doing that. It always makes us smile to hear from you, Captain Kate. Jessica is checking in. Sandell, Rick, Diana, and Sarah, Kirkland, Miss Kit Kat, Lance, Rudy, Cujo, Melissa, Francis, Jovi, Leanna, and Twins Mom for Life from Centennial Hills all checking in. Also on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. We have Mike and Bianca and Sarah and Aaron all listening this morning. Happy Friday.
It is Friday, and just going back to Captain Kate, we got to get her on the show sometime because she posts some pictures on our Instagram account where she's out at sea in the middle of night, and you just see it's nothing but openness in front of her. And so there's some strange stuff going on in the sky, and she has videos of them and stuff and trying to figure out what it is. It's so fascinating to see the stuff that's happening up there.
Yeah, she has such an interesting light. I just love seeing what she's doing, and they're staying. They have to stay on the ship right now. I mean, she's the captain. They're staying on there, and she has a whole crew that she has to take care of and make sure that they're okay and entertained. And, you know, I got to imagine at times that's stressful, staying on the boat this whole time. Yeah. And not getting out on land, but she does it. So she is one of those, like, just very interesting people that you're right, we should talk to sometime.
Are you all set for the weekend?
Yeah, you know, hanging out at the house like we usually do every weekend. It hasn't been very different since March, unfortunately, but definitely looking forward to it. How about you?
Yeah, kind of the same deal. No real big plans. My wife is out of town, and she gets back in Sunday afternoon. So just, yeah, low-key, I kind of have a couple things on a punch list that I want to get done at the house, little odds and ends to get fixed up and just clean up. So I have high hopes going into the weekend of getting these things done. We'll see how things play out over the weekend, though.
Yeah, sometimes you go in with these huge aspirations to be super, super constructive and just getting things done, and then you're like, I don't want to. That's how I've been this whole quarantine. I said in March, oh, perfect time for me to reorganize my closet.
Uh-huh.
Never happened. Mm. Still waiting for that to happen.
Well, that's not bad. That's the only thing, though. I thought maybe you had a laundry list of stuff.
Oh, no, that was my big project, yeah.
You know, we still got time to do it. Maybe this weekend you start on one section of the club. Well, it's probably even harder now, though, because you're just now all living upstairs versus having your whole house.
Well,
so maybe.
Luckily, my closet's clear on that one.
Is
but
it?
Yeah, I could. It's just pure laziness and just putting it off. I'm like, nah, that's okay.
For me, it's the one thing I've been meaning to do. It's a toilet that is just, it doesn't flush easily. You really have to push down on the handle. I know what the fix is. I got the part. I just haven't taken the time to do it. So tomorrow afternoon, that's the plan. As long as I don't lie down and take a nap, and next thing you know, it's Sunday night. I didn't fix that toilet.
Hopefully it won't take too long to do.
It's an easy fix. I've got to do it before. It's that flapper thing inside the toilet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just got to replace that. And I have it, too. It's just a matter of doing it.
That doesn't take very long. We've replaced the flapper before. But, yeah, just saying, okay, I'm going to do it. You know what always gets me to do my stuff is turning on music and just kind of like turning it up loud. And that for some reason, it just helps me focus. And it doesn't seem like as much of a chore if I'm listening to music and like having fun with it. Like, oh, it's like a party and
it's
I'm going to fix
activity.
This toilet and I'm going to organize my closet. It turns into a fun thing. So I don't know.
I can try that with my wife out of town. I can crank my music up really loud and we'll see if I get things done.
Yeah, exactly.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? On Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have Vegas Golden Knights trending this morning. They beat St. Louis Blues yesterday in their second game of round robin play, 6-4. It was an exciting game. The Blues took the lead in the first period with former Golden Knight David Perron scoring. They woke up, though, in the second period with goals from Shea Theodore, two from Alex Tuck before St. Louis scored back-to-back, pulling ahead of the Knights 4-3. The third period, that was huge for them with goals from Zach Whitecloud, Mark Stone, another from Theodore Shea, or Shea Theodore. The final game of round robin play is Saturday. It is versus the Colorado Avalanche, and the winner will get the number one seed from the Western Conference.
Here was the go-ahead goal when it was 4-4, taking it to 5-4. The national call.
Blues don't clear it. Here's McGabb to the net. They score! May it hit either Falk or Stone, and it's 5-4 Vegas.
Man, I was at the beginning, I was just like, oh my gosh, why do they look so slow? What's wrong with them? And then when they started pulling ahead, that was just so exciting.
So it's both games having to come behind like 2 points or so at
some
point, right?
Yeah, exactly. I guess we're that come from behind team. So that was very exciting last night. Also trending this morning is A League of Their Own, Amazon's series adaptation of the 1992 Penny Marshall film, has been given the green light. Remember, there's no crying in baseball. The hour-long series will tell the story of an entire generation of women who dreamed of playing professional baseball. The co-head of television for Amazon Studios says that they've taken a classic movie, they reimagined it for a new generation with new characters. The show was co-created by Broad City's Abby Jacobson, who will also star in the series.
That's I saw the movie when it came out, but I haven't seen it in a long time. And it was such a great movie, too.
It was, I want to say maybe over Christmas vacation last year that I was just randomly flipping channels and it was on. And I told my kids, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys have to watch this movie. It is so good. They're like, it looks boring. Blah, blah, blah. They loved it. They were just like, that was such a good movie.
And what a cast, too. Madonna was in it. Wasn't Rosie O'Donnell in it as well?
Yeah, she was in there. Gina Davis, Tom Hanks. So yeah, it was such a good movie. Also trending this morning is Halloween. It's hard to believe that Halloween is less than 3 months away, and finance experts forecast quite the dip in sales. With many Halloween get-togethers and events being canceled or altered due to COVID-19, there will likely be a drop in sales for candy, costumes, and tickets for Halloween-themed events. They worry that this could be another financial blow for our economy. As for trick-or-treating, experts say that families should be prepared to offer alternative ways of celebrating to minimize contact with non-household members.
Yeah, we talked about how's it going to play out here in Las Vegas? Will we even have it? Will you take your kids out trick-or-treating when Halloween rolls around? How's it all going to play out?
Yeah, my daughter was asking me about, I need to get a Halloween costume. I'm like, oh, let's wait on that for a second.
We still got time. It's only August.
I know. I just like, oh boy. Okay, here we go. And then finally this morning, Keke Palmer is trending. She is set to host the 37th annual MTV VMAs this year. The actress-singer will MC the first major award show to be held completely at a venue since the pandemic began. BTS, J Balvin, Doja Cat were all the first performers to be announced to be showing their stuff this week. And the show will take place at Brooklyn's Barclays Center on August 30th.
And they said, too, that they were, as of yesterday or earlier in the week, going to try to have maybe some audience in there, some people in there watching the whole thing.
That'll be interesting to see how they do that. Just, you know, separate everyone. It's a big place, but yeah, still, you got to be careful.
Well, you said too, New York City is in such a better spot now than they were X amount of months ago.
Yeah, it's true. Their rate of infection per testing is like 1%, which is really, really low. So they're doing very well.
And then I saw this morning in the news that it's nothing funny about this, but they had a big blackout last night in New York City. So it affected power, but this blackout also affected cell phone service. So a lot of people that if the power goes out, you're probably using your phone as your alarm clock or something. I guess the phone would still go off, but you don't need cell service to use it. But places in New York City with no power and then no cell service.
Oh, my gosh. I went to make my coffee. I haven't had any coffee this morning, which is like really bad for me because I depend on it. I went to make it, and I make my coffee in my guest bathroom right now. That's where my coffee pot is. And I don't know what happened, if it had to do with electrical. They were working on electrical yesterday in my house, or if something just blew out in the bathroom. But I go in and usually my coffee machine is on, ready to go, and it's not on. And so I go and turn it on, and it won't turn on. And I notice the other thing that's plugged into that wall is also not working. I'm like, oh no. So I just grab my cup, empty cup, ran here. I still haven't had time to make it yet. It's just like, don't let it be one of those days.
It's not. It's gonna be an amazing day. But that is something like you. I mean, I'm the same way. You just look forward to that first cup of coffee, and you kind of need it. We depend on it to get that little boost of caffeine. I'm starting my third one right now, by the way.
Are you really? Yeah. Zero for me. And I'm actually surprised I'm not completely, like, rolled up in a ball in the corner. I'm okay right now, but that's going to change real fast, because as soon as this music is over, I am running to the office and I'm making a cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, it's going to be the longest 23 seconds of your life right now.
Well, what can you do?
And that's the worst, too, when you go back to the K-Cup machine and there's either no water in it, or it's not turned on, or it needs to heat up. Like, I need my coffee now.
Yeah, I'm the only one that uses it here now, so I always have to turn it on and fill it up. I'm like, oh, I made sure. I just ran over and turned it on, so it's ready to go for me. And there you go. That's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1235.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, August 7th, 6 o'clock on the dot. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys all for the nice text messages and emails this morning. It was a pleasant thing to come into this morning, and I got my coffee, so I'm feeling much better now.
What are you doing now? About three cups in the morning? What are you at right now?
I do three cups. Yeah, I usually wait until the 9 o'clock hour to do my final cup. That kind of pushes me over to get through my midday, and then I'm good to go. And then I don't drink any more caffeine for the rest of the day.
So you do three cups. That's it for the rest of afternoon?
Nothing.
No afternoon. Wow.
Mm-mm. Just water after that.
Yeah, it's good.
Or wine.
Yeah, one of the two.
Depending on if it's a weekend or not. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I know you drink a lot of caffeine, but your body's just kind of used to it now. It's not like you're going overboard. It's just what your body's acclimated to.
Well, I am making a transition because I do the three cups of coffee. I'm finishing my third cup right now. Then normally around 8 o'clock, I would drink it's a pre-workout energy drink that has 300 milligrams of caffeine.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're supposed to pound the thing and then go work out. I would sip on the thing for like, it take me an hour to finish it. So I really get that nice rush to carry me through for like the next 2 hours. But I noticed that after it would start to wear off, I would get a really bad crash. And I was drinking this thing for like a year. But also, my stomach would be in a bad way every single day by the time I get home. Like, just really, really bad way. And it was because of that drink. And I finally said, it's not worth it. It's not worth it having the stomach pains after the show because of this energy drink. So all week, I haven't had that 8 o'clock hour energy drink. I'm doing maybe a Red Bull or tea or something. So I'm trying to find a substitute for the 8 o'clock caffeine fix.
Is it helping at all? Or
stomach-wise, rock solid.
That's good.
Crazy. Within 2 days of getting off that thing, I was dialed back in. It's unbelievable. As far as finding that perfect caffeine mix, I'm still working on that.
Yeah. That's have you ever thought about just giving up caffeine totally?
I haven't done it ever completely. I have done it before where I just do my morning caffeine and nothing in the afternoon. And I did it for about 2 weeks. And it was manageable, but I just noticed I was really tired in the afternoon, sleepy, or it just being a conversation, I would just start yawning.
Yeah.
And it's just uncontrollable yawns. And so I need that caffeine.
Well, then now I know not to take it personally when you would yawn and I talk to you. I was like, wow, I am such a boring person. No, I do the same thing. And it has nothing to do with them. It's just you feel it coming on and it's trying to mask that yawn where you're like, and now I feel myself starting to yawn just because it's contagious. And I'm like, I'm really not bored by this conversation. It just happens sometimes.
It is something about trying to mask that yawn because the yawn's going to come out. It's going to get out of you somehow. And so whether you close your mouth And then it's almost like it pushes your upper face out. Like, the person looking at you is like, what is going on with
you? Your eyes start watering. It's obvious that you just like, just yawn. Sometimes I would mask it into a cough instead, but with everything going on right now, I don't do that. Because then people look at you even weirder, like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So,
do you have to justify your sneezes or coughs, or do you find yourself doing that? Because I found myself yesterday it was literally just a tickle. But I had my mask on, and I was out, and I coughed, and I'm like, I just got something stuck in my throat.
Oh. Really? Are you sure it was just a tickle?
That's the thing, yeah. You cough once in the afternoon, and everyone's like, he coughed.
No.
No, there's some fiber on my mask that I sucked down. There's something going on. I just need a drink of water.
I think a lot of people kind of feel like they need to justify that right now. It's there's no justification needed. I mean, it's something that's going around, and your chances of getting it are probably pretty decent, but... you know, hopefully if you catch it and stay home in quarantine, it doesn't spread. But nah, I wouldn't do that.
But there's also too, I mean, don't forget, we also still have sinus infections. We have regular common cold. We've got the flu. We have everything else that's already out there existing.
Yeah, exactly. My allergies were a couple months ago, just insane. And I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's going to think I'm sick. And I was so paranoid about that. It's like, who cares? If you get sick, a lot of people are getting sick right now.
Yes, exactly. I just a quick side note. Where are the monsoons?
I don't know.
I just thought the weather was just on. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. And when's the last time we saw a monsoon come through? Not that I'm wanting the heavy rains to come ripping through the valley, but this has been a quiet monsoon season.
Yeah, it really has. I would like to get a little rain. That's always nice. My mom in Colorado, I check in with her, and they get these beautiful afternoon thunderstorms. And I'm just like, I would love to have one of those right around 3 or 4 o'clock. Just a nice little rain, enough to water her grass. And she's just so happy with it. And I'm like, we never get that.
Something, yeah, just comes through. Doesn't cause massive flooding, but just kind of comes through and you feel the rain. And you know it's coming, and it's in town and out of town within 20 minutes. And then the sun follows suit, and it's just beautiful, and the birds are chirping.
Yeah, that's the life. Utopia, Las Vegas edition.
All right, here we go. Lots coming up this morning. Check it out. It's our last day of this Apple a Day giveaway. We have that Apple TV 4K. We have one coming up here in 15 minutes with Heads Up. We've got one in the 8 o'clock hour, also with Heads Up. And then Heather has one 11 o'clock hour, and Sean has the final one between 3 and 4 this afternoon. So that's a really cool prize we have going on today. And then coming up here in the dirt, Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper. They might be hooking up. Details coming up in 7 minutes. Fifth Harmony, worth it. Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. That Apple TV 4K. It's yours when you win Heads Up in just about 5 minutes.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Garner dated a guy named John Miller for about 2 years, but they recently split up. And on Wednesday, Jennifer Garner was spotted on the beach in Malibu with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, look at that. Mm. Very nice. Cute couple. I like it.
So are they hooking up? Maybe, maybe not. Apparently, Jen and Bradley have reportedly been friends for almost 20 years. They worked on the TV show Alias together.
Oh my gosh, I forgot he was on that show. Sidney Bristow, man. That show, I loved that show.
I was never into it.
Oh, so good.
What was his character?
I think he was like one of the suits. Like one of the guys that like... headquarters. If I remember correctly, he wasn't the main guy. That was Michael Vartan. Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of spacing him, but I think he was one of the guys at like headquarters.
So they're saying they could just be friends hanging out because also Bradley Cooper had his 3-year-old daughter with him. So maybe they've known each other for a long time. But of course, we quickly jump on. They're dating.
Well, and it wouldn't be bad. I mean, I think that'd be adorable.
It'd be a nice couple.
Yeah.
During the making of Rain on Me of the video, Lady Gaga accidentally scratched Ariana Grande's eye. They just posted a behind-the-scenes video of the making of the video. And here's a little bit of their interaction after Ariana Grande had her eye scratched by Lady Gaga.
Richard, I shanked her with my nail by accident dancing.
What happened?
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. As an honor, I hope it's ours.
I thought it was so funny because she tried to put Neosporin on it and she like chased her down after the fact. It was so funny.
She wanted nothing to do with that Neosporin.
She wants the scar. She doesn't want it to heal. She's like, I want to be able to say that Lady Gaga scratched me right here. This is amazing.
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. As an honor, I hope it scars.
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. It's an honor. I hope it scars.
She doing a voice there? Or is that how she normally sounds when she talks?
I think that's how she sounds. But it does sound like she's playing like some old-timey character
or
something.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
A 52-year-old man claims that Ellen bullied him 41 years ago when he was 11.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy's name is Ben. His name is Ben. He said that Ellen, who was around 20 at the time, called him fat and stupid and criticized pictures that he drew. Ellen was working for Ben's mom at the time, and he says that he would dread going into the office because of Ellen's insults. I mean, everyone's really coming out right now to come down on Ellen.
Wow. Well, first of all, he's a child, and you're an adult, and you're bullying this kid. That's terrible. Second of all, why are they just coming out now?
He describes her as, quote, the meanest, nastiest, most horrible person, and adds, she was one of the most vile people I've ever met in my life. Ben added that she criticized his drawings and that Ellen's attacks stripped him of his ambition in life. If people tell him that he can't do something, he just accepts it. Listen, Ben, at some point you gotta get past that, buddy.
I know. After all these years,
seriously.
But it could have affected him. I mean, I get that.
I mean, Ben, seriously, it happened when you're 11, Ben? Come on, let's work through this. Come on. He wouldn't write certain, right? He wouldn't see Finding Nemo because Ellen's voice was in Finding Nemo.
What's that?
He wouldn't see the movie Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Well, he missed out on a good one. His loss.
All because of Ellen's voice in the movie. 36-year-old Catherine McPhee and her 70-year-old husband, David Foster, they're trying to have a baby.
Oh, cool.
70 years old. I always do the math of what's the kid's 21st birthday going to be like.
Yeah. It's a
91-year-old dad. Hey, Dad, want to go do some shots?
It's always going to be weird when you show up to pick the kid up from school and they're like, oh, your grandma's here. I was like, no, that's my mom. Wow. Okay. Rude.
Hey, Dad, we need to do some shots, get some drinks.
Yeah.
Have fun. Here we go. Time to win. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up, and this is a cool prize.
Yeah, we have an Apple TV 4K to give away this morning. One of the last ones today. Now's your chance to win. It's Friday, so we only have one category left for Heads Up, but you do get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
That's Harry Styles. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Big, what a win last night for our Vegas Golden Knights. And speaking of sports, our Aces have a game tonight against the LA Sparks. Should be a good one because they're both 3-2, and that game is at 6 o'clock tonight.
It is 6:33 Friday. Yeah, speaking of the Golden Knights, another game on Saturday. They face the Avalanche, and this one it will determine who gets the first place seed out of the Western Conference division. So some good stuff there. We watched the game yesterday, but before the game started, it started at 3:30, and I was getting some work ready for the show, and my daughter, this is a whole nother story, but my daughter was out and about in the neighborhood looking at houses, and she came back and she was telling me about this house that my sister would love. My sister and brother-in-law are thinking of moving out to Vegas. And
really?
Yeah, and they like our neighborhood, and they were thinking about moving into our neighborhood. And so my daughter is...
Pause. How do you feel about that? Would you love to have your sister and brother-in-law in the neighborhood, or you want some distance with family moving to town?
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. I would love to have any family. I don't have any family out here. I would think that would be great. And she's like me, like, when we need our space, we give each other space. But yeah, I would be so happy. So anyway, she was describing this one house in our neighborhood that they liked, as my daughter is being a creeper and FaceTiming all these houses to my sister. And so what's the first thing I do? I was like, well, I want to see what it looks like inside. And she's like, well, how do you do that? I was like, Zillow. So is there anything you do that is super nosy? I like to go on Zillow from time to time and just pick random neighborhoods and look inside the houses to see how they decorate. It has nothing to do with the price of the house. Like, yeah, sure. I mean, that information is out there. But I like to see the photos of the homes inside because a lot of them have them, especially if they're in the market and they're right there. So I find the house and I'm like, oh, I like how they decorate their kitchen. Ooh, that's a cool table. And she's like, that is so nosy. Are you really looking at the inside of their house? I'm like, well, that's why the photos are up there. Does anyone else ever do anything like that? That's super nosy. But It's just because I want to see how they decorate their homes.
But these are houses that are for sale? Because it's like going, because we go into realtor.com before to look at houses that are for sale in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just to see what their layout is inside the house and how they have stuff designed or what's their flooring. Do they, oh, they have carpet. Oh, they did that upgrade. And these are homes that are, I mean, they're selling their house. So they have their photos out there because they want people to see the inside of their home. Are these homes that are listed or some homes on Zillow that are not listed still have photos of the house?
Some of them still have photos of
really?
The house. Yeah, like when they sold before and they're still up there and you know, that it'll even say they're not for sale. I'll just like, I'll go around in the area and I'll pick a random neighborhood. I'm like, let's go to this one. And I'm like, oh, look at this house. Ooh, I like their kitchen island. That is so cute. It's just, it's nosy, but it's not to be nosy. I just want to see how they decorate.
Okay, tell me if this is nosy, creepy, or both. So my love affair of Cody, Wyoming comes from a guy by the name of Eric Bischoff, who's big in the wrestling world, a huge wrestling guy, and he's got a podcast now, and he's always talking about Cody, Wyoming, and that's kind of how he discovered the town. And so before heading up there to Cody this past July, I just punched it online, Eric Bischoff's address, and his address came up in Cody, Wyoming.
Oh my gosh, that's creeper status.
So I punched it up on the map, and I'm like, wow, look at, he's got like a nice, cool house. Oh, wow, it's 15 minutes from where we're staying in Cody, Wyoming. Kind of out in the, more in the country, too, as well. So I said to my wife, I'm like, let's go for a drive. And we drove out there, and I put his address in Waze, and it's a roundabout way to get to his house, and we pull up to his street, and it's like two houses on the street. I'm like, this is a street. This is where he lives. And it was all set to turn down the street, but there was a sign that said no outlet. And
I
figured it'd be kind of creepy because there's literally two houses on this road in the middle of the country of Cody, right outside Cody, Wyoming. So it'd be kind of obvious if someone was driving down this road that they're coming to visit or they're lost or who knows what they are. So I got right up to his street. I was maybe half a mile from his house, and I couldn't get the courage to drive by his house.
You could have just said you were lost. That wouldn't have been that creepy.
I know, but the creepy guilt kind of came over me when I got right to his street. My wife's like, this is, because she was onto it too, because she knows how much I love the guy. And she's like, wow, he lives in a cool part of town. And, but when we got so close, I couldn't pull the trigger. So I don't know if that was nosy, creepy, or both.
I mean, just because I know you, if I didn't know you, I'd say that was creepy. I'd say that's really creepy. But I know you, and I know you're not a creepy person. So I would say that it was just nosy.
Okay.
But what do you think? What nosy or slightly creepy thing have you done? 702-364-9400. And does anyone else go on Zillow to see the inside of people's homes? We know we all go on to see what they're supposedly worth. But everybody, tell all my realtor friends, say that they're just so off on those.
Usually high or low when you see the price on
Zillow? High.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that they say that they're worth way more than they actually are. So
worth. Yeah, where's Zillow getting their numbers from? Are they just running an average of the houses that are sold in the neighborhood?
Or? I don't know. Realtors, if you know how that works, let us know. 702-364-9400. And is that true? Are they off? I would assume they'd get them from comps in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But if they're off of comps, then they should be somewhat accurate, right? But have you ever looked at the Zillow for your own house and it's like, this week your house went up 2%? It's like, why? What happened? I didn't do anything.
what caused the 2% increase in my home?
Exactly. Alex says, is that being nosy or just curious about others' design style? I like curious better. That is perfect. That does not make me feel as bad. I'm just a curious person, you guys.
If someone with your remodel came up and said, hey, we're thinking about remodeling as well, can we take a peek inside? Would you allow them to come in and look at everything?
No joke. We've already had two people do that in the neighborhood because they want to see what we're doing because they have the same model.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, yeah, go ahead. Go in. Just put your mask on and go inside. And they walk around and they leave.
No,
like,
they really?
And they're like, oh, it's a free-for-all. Whatever.
All right, we got the hot three coming up. What do you got?
All right. A young girl is suspended because of something they did at school that administrators say was totally taken out of context. We'll tell you what that was. Also, how many events will you miss this summer because of the pandemic? And someone spotted dynamite in a car. And when cops got there, it wasn't dynamite. Wait until you hear what it was. Uh-oh. Coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
This morning, a high school student in Georgia is being punished for sharing a photo of crowded hallways online. You may have seen that picture. It went viral earlier this week amid in-person classrooms reopening in Paulding County, Georgia schools. The hallway showed students packed in without social distancing and hardly any choosing to wear face masks. The superintendent says the photo was taken out of context. Hannah Walters, the student who took the image, is now suspended for reportedly violating a code of conduct. Waters says after the photo went viral, students were told they could be punished for criticizing the school on social media. The girl's an honor student, no other disciplinary action on her record, and is asking the school to reconsider the punishment. The conduct code allows students in her grade to use their phones in the hallway. The school district has not commented on the situation.
I know there are people out there that try to catch businesses with someone with a mask off for a split second. They get that one photo and like, look, this business is not wearing a mask or not complying, trying to come down on them. But in this situation, how is that taken out of context? It's hard to, that's not like that's a magic trick. There's kids on top of each other in that photo.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that she's a good student, she has never done anything before, that just seems like a little excessive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're embarrassed by the protocols you had in place not being followed, that's on you. And maybe it's good that she called you out. Maybe now you're going to be taking it a little more seriously.
And other schools, too, that maybe they're planning across the country, they're opening with kids coming back and say, okay, this is not what we want.
Right.
We've got to figure out a better system when it comes to kids going from class to class and being in the hallways.
I hope they reconsider that just for her sake, especially, you know, she's, what year is she? Is she a junior? I'm not sure, but yeah, it seems a little excessive.
A tad bit.
Also this morning, the average family will miss out on 17 events this summer because of the pandemic. That includes trips to summer camp, 6 short trips to nearby places, 7 meetups with friends, and 2 longer trips. Here are the top things that parents are doing to try to make the most out of their summer. Just spending more time with the family in general. 45% of people say they're trying to do that. More family walks and bike rides is on the list. Movie nights at home, more arts and crafts. Going to the park more. Cooking your kid's favorite meal more often. And there was a tie between taking more short trips and planning more surprise trips. So.
Yeah,
we've all missed out on something. I mean, really?
Where do we start on that one? But I do the mental toll that's starting to take on people that just being kind of cooped up and not being around your friends and during your normal summer routine, it's really starting to affect people.
Yeah, I agree. I think that as much as it has been nice to spend more time with the families and stuff, I think it's just not having that freedom like you're used to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes you appreciate it that much more.
Yeah. Like, you want to go hang out with your friends tonight? Well, you really can't because of the situation that we're in. So, yeah, it does. Once things start to open up even more, years from now, appreciate the time we have with each other. Appreciate the fact that you can go to a Golden Knights game with thousands of people around you. It's going to be a different world.
Yeah. That's the part I miss the most is just like hanging out with my friends. We have a family in our neighborhood that's in our little bubble, and then we have our best friends that are in our little bubble, and I haven't seen any of my other friends, and it's like really starting to make me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see pictures of them on social media, I get sad. It's so bad.
Yeah, we were meant to interact with each other physically. Not Zoom is cool and stuff, but you only Zoom with someone so much. You need that physical interaction.
Oh, speaking of Zoom, we need to jump on there at some point this morning. We got an email from someone last night saying, how come you guys don't go live stream your show anymore? We used to love when you did that. I guess it's her and her daughter. Kelly and her daughter loved when we did that. So maybe we can jump on later.
There you go.
On today.
Sounds good.
All right. Finally, this morning, the cops in Greensburg, Kansas got a call on Wednesday afternoon after someone spotted a stick of dynamite in a parked car. So the police and the fire department, they rushed to the scene to check it out. But the dynamite turned out to be a beef stick in a wrapper. The cop said, quote, the vehicle owner removed the suspicious beef stick from the dash. Do you follow Slim Jim on Instagram?
You know, I do not. No, I can't tell you the last time I had it. I'm going to say I enjoy one from time to time. That's a lie. I haven't had a Slim Jim in like 30 years.
I haven't either. But someone posted something from them once, or it showed up on my Explorer page. I don't know. Slim Jim on Instagram is the equivalent of Wendy's on Twitter. It's funny. It's not just about beef sticks. They post funny things. It's one of my favorite Instagram follows. I highly recommend the Slim Jim account.
Slim Jim, you're okay. Let me pull it up here. They always had an edge to them with Randy Macho Man, Randy Savage being their spokesperson back in the 90s. Snap into a Slim Jim campaign.
Yeah, it's just some of their little posts are kind of hilarious, and I find myself chuckling every time I see them. And they're Slim Jim related, but they're witty. They're funny. It's just like the Wendy's account.
I'm looking here at Slim Jim right now. Well, they do have some witty stuff there.
I know. Isn't it funny?
Look at something here. My phone's moving super slow. I got a white screen right now.
Yeah, well, you can thank me later.
That's funny. So I just looked at the, I opened up, I saw their followers and said, one mutual person. Opened it up, it's you.
I'm your only friend that follows Slim Jim.
Yeah, your only friend that follows Slim Jim.
I have 11 mutual friends that follow Slim Jim.
Coming up here next hour, we have The Dirt. Who is Priscilla Block, and why is everybody talking about her? It's kind of a crazy, really cool story, and I'll explain it in The Dirt at 7:15. It's Mix 94.1. It's Christina Aguilera, Fighter. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. This Apple a Day giveaway all week long. Today's the last day to win yourself an Apple TV 4K. We have one for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25, when we do heads up. And also in the 8 o'clock hour, it's Friday morning. We have the Oh Wow Wheel and the theme, deceased artist.
Yes, deceased artist. I haven't picked my song yet, so if anyone has any suggestions. I was trying to think about one this morning. I couldn't come up with anything that I love, but the coffee just kicked in now, so maybe I'll come up with something.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, we got about an hour or so to get that figured out. I got into it with someone on Craigslist. I bought that dirt bike back in April. It's an enduro bike.
Yeah, I was so excited for you. That's something you wanted for a really long time.
So I got this thing and I used it like 3 or 4 times, and it's just been sitting in the garage. And I'm thinking to myself, how often am I going to use this thing? And I decided last week to just throw it up for sale on Craigslist. To kind of see if there's any takers, anyone interested in buying the bike if I wanted to sell it. And here's the thing, with that bike, I don't have the title to that bike. I bought it online, legit deal. I got the bike, but in order to get the title, I got to reach back out to the company and they got to mail it out to me. So I don't have the title. And without a title, you can't register the thing. So it's a street legal bike, but with no title, you can't get plates. And
wait, how did you buy it? Like, did you buy it from the company or just a guy?
No, I bought it from a company, a motorcycle shop in Wisconsin.
So why didn't they give you the title? That's ridiculous.
It's a weird deal. When you get the bike, you have to then email them back with your VIN number, and then they give you the title. It's a weird setup.
You got to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I did that. And I never got the title, but that's a side story.
Okay.
So I list the bike for sale. I'm just using these even numbers here. So let's say the bike cost $1,000.
Okay.
So I listed it for sale on Craigslist for $800. All the description of the bike, brand new, 50 miles. And I put on there, no title as of yet. And I get this message from this guy who responds, help me out here. No title, but $1,000. Help me out here. No title, but $800 when new, but with title, $1,000. Can you guarantee title? Or are you a drug user trying to scam us?
Whoa.
Because a lot of people, when people are selling bikes with no title, it's most likely the bike is stolen. And so this guy's accusing me of being like a drug user trying to scam someone by selling this stolen bike. So then I fire an email off back to the guy because that just made me mad. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to scam you.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. So I did the whole thing. I'm like, I bought the bike back in April, the whole list. And I wrote to him. I'm like, I put a request in for the title, waiting for the title to come back. And his response back to me was, sure. And so now this guy is engaging me, accusing me of being a drug dealer. I don't have the title to my bike. It's this whole back and forth going on.
Wow. So he is like, he's coming at you. I hope he's listening this morning. He's like, oh man.
But here's the thing though. So in the week's time, I received the title to the bike. So I now got the title.
You have it?
And so I sent a picture of the title to the guy. I'm like, just received title, and sent the picture to the dude. His response, when can I come see it?
Wow. So now he's Mr. Nice Guy.
Now he's Mr. So this whole back and forth, he's accusing me of being a drug dealer or a drug user trying to sell a stolen bike. back and forth. Now he wants to come see my bike because he's interested now in buying the bike.
Does he want, does he, do you want to sell it to him? Are you willing to overlook this whole situation?
I don't want this guy now coming to my house. We have this whole back and forth going on. Like, I just wanted to prove to him that I have the title to my bike.
Well, yeah, you were accused of being a drug dealer. That's rude. That's so rude. Have you ever gotten into a fight with someone on Craigslist? And if so, like, what was it about? I feel like Craigslist sometimes just scares me. Some of the situations I've heard that have gone down on Craigslist have not been good. OfferUp, I've heard better situations. And I told you we sold something on OfferUp through someone else's account. Totally great transaction. It was like easy, done. But this one, I don't like this guy coming at you. Someone just sent me an email. I think I found JC's listing.
So did they find it?
I don't know.
It's out there. It's on Craigslist. It's still up there. It's listed for sale.
Oh, I guess maybe. Oh, yeah. It looks like maybe it is. But you can't see him calling you a drug dealer.
No. It's just the listing on Craigslist. And it's funny too, the way people respond on Craigslist. They're like incomplete sentences. Bike sale? Question mark. It's so funny the way people, the messages you get. Bike me interested. I'm like, okay, when you want to come see it? It's just funny how people interact.
You did pretty good on your write-up. It's nice and neat from what I'm seeing here.
You know, you can see it there?
Yeah, I think if this is the one, I don't know. Someone just sent me a link. I'm like, I think I found JC's bike.
Does it say, I changed the listing where now it says, has the title. Does it say that on the listing?
It says, is it a hawk?
Yes.
Okay,
that's it,
yeah. Yeah, with title and bill of sale. Pretty much new. Purchase in April. Only 50 miles on it. They sail for $1,400.
Oh, is there a misspelling?
They sail. So you are one of those Craigslist. They sail. But yeah, no, it looks great. It looks great. What a nice bike. Don't sell that.
Here's the thing, though.
Start riding it.
Can you tell that it's a haphazard sale, too, based on the photos? I literally got out of my car and took, like, they're not, like, beautiful pictures. It's not, like, set up with a nice background.
It's not professional, but I think it gets the point across on what it is. It's a beautiful bike, JC. I would up your ante on this one. I mean, I didn't see what you were selling it for, but this is really beautiful.
I'm pretty close to the actual going price of the bike.
Are you? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Buying it new.
Yeah, that's gorgeous, and it's all clean.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Does the trash can behind it come with the sale? What's in that trash can?
That trash can is filled with my wife's ribbons from riding.
Oh.
Where else am I going to put them?
What? I don't need this trash, these ribbons that commemorate her hard work.
There are
passion.
So many ribbons in that little trash can right there.
You guys are fast. How the heck did you find that? Dear Lord, why are you sending it to me?
Yo, I got to check if it's anyone emailed me.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. It might be to both. No, it's just to me on this one.
Yeah, that's it. So if that person wants to buy it, I'm not selling it to this guy that came down to me, accusing me of being a drug dealer.
I like this one. I like what you wrote here. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
Oh, that's the Craigslist.
Oh,
that's
it
not
is
me. Yes.
Started.
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to buy your bike, but I'd also like to give you something else. I have an offer for you.
When you sign up on Craigslist, you click a box, and that's not me.
See, I don't know how it works.
And my phone number's there, too. That's how honest a seller I am. I put my phone number up there. Like, call me. Bike's for sale.
I don't see it on here.
I think if you hit reply or contact seller, it pops up.
This is so cool. I don't want you to get rid of this, JC. I really like it. It's so neat.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bike.
Oh, I want you to hang on to it. If someone buys it from him, first of all, he's not accepting any. It's not negotiable. This
Thank
is his
you.
Final
Thank
offer.
You. Final offer.
It is in beautiful shape, and you gotta take good care of it. Give it a good home. Don't go selling it off to someone else, please.
And
it's
I have
beautiful.
The title. So yeah, it's an awesome bike. For sale. All right, coming up here in the dirt, who is Priscilla Block and why is everybody talking about her? A really neat story. I'll tell you about it in 7 minutes. Justin Bieber, Intentions. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Big Brother fans, hoping to see Josh Martinez on the new All-Star season, are disappointed, but super cautious producers pulled him out of the house over a possibly false positive COVID test. So he got yanked from the cast. He had one positive test while he was sequestering for the new season a couple weeks ago. TMZ says that after that positive test, he was tested again several times that week and all had all negative tests. He was self-isolating during that time, but it just came down to producers. Just they didn't want to roll the dice, and they pulled him, and they had a backup person waiting to step in.
Yeah, you could tell there were a couple of backup people. There's another name that's been thrown around that some of the message boards are saying that she, it was Casey. Casey was who, you know, the girl that's like, let's go. That girl, she supposedly was supposed to be on too, and she's not on.
And Josh Martinez, was he the one that went banging on the drums?
Yeah, he's the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that guy. There's some drama going on already. Like, I cheat. I follow the spoiler, the fan accounts. Just, I can't wait to see it this weekend. Oh my gosh, there's already such drama. I didn't think it would happen this fast, but it's crazy.
I plan on finishing up the first, because the first episode was 2 hours long, right? On Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get caught up, because that is a good show. And like I told you, I was surprised how many of these people that I knew that are in the house. Do you have a favorite going into it?
Yeah, I like Ian. I like Nicole. Not Nicole with the blonde hair, Nicole with the red hair.
Those, okay.
I tend to go with like the underdog, maybe kind of nerdy people. I really like them both.
I'll check them out when I finish it up. And yeah, Big Brother, it is back. It is live and all new. This is a pretty good way to kick off her career. Newcomer, her name is Priscilla Block. Her song is called Just About Over. It debuted at number one on the iTunes country chart, and it also topped the iTunes all genre chart. It came out Wednesday. And in within 1 minute, it debuted at number one. So how do people even know about her? Sign of the times, TikTok.
What's her name again?
Her name is Priscilla Block. So this is the new song that that just within minutes, it goes to number one. Here it is. Hold on 1 second.
Why'd you have to come back in right then, right when I was just getting good and gone? Guess I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You must have heard I was moving on. Then right out of the blue, a quarter past two, I'm all about you. When I was just about.
So she's got a couple other songs there, I guess, are on TikTok a lot. One called Thick Thighs. That's this one here.
I can't be the only one who likes extra fries over exercise. I never eat the produce that I buy, so I haven't tried. You can't spell diet without...
Sure, I have a lot of produce that goes to waste as well.
I'm looking at her TikTok, man, and she does play-by-play where it's like moving up the chart. She's like, what is happening? Oh my gosh, how did you guys do this? Like, it's really sweet. Like, she's genuinely shocked. That's super cool. Good for her.
She had a following on TikTok, and she, one of her videos was her in her bathroom doing an acapella of that song, Just About Over You. Fans loved it so much, they helped her raise money for her to record it as a single. And that's just, I mean, within minutes. That is so cool.
That is so neat. Good for her. This is way better than my account where I lip sync Hamilton. Like, wow.
That's so great. Entertaining. It's so good. I thought this was funny. How I Met Your Mother, the Emmy winning series, which ran from 2005 to 2014. So if you haven't seen the show, the premise is Ted Mosby, he's looking back on his life and he's telling his kids how he met their mom. And Ted has kids this story in the year 2030. Well, now people want to know why. Why didn't Ted ever mention the coronavirus to his kids?
Yeah, really? We just glazed over that? You're just walking around. Everything's good now? At this point, you know, maybe the vac... Well, yeah, they would have had to have an episode with them wearing masks.
There was actually an episode that was based in 2020. It was a reunion episode in the year 2020. It's on the screen. And fans are saying, no mask back in 2020? Well, the co-creator saw all these tweets and the buzz on social media and has responded. And he said, in his defense, Ted didn't want to make the story overly long.
Oh, yeah. And that would have been a whole thing with everything. Okay, I'll take your word for it there. Ted,
what if they would have called it in How I Met Your Mother?
We would have been laughing so hard. Like, what is this ridiculousness?
Guys, I met your mom, but she was wearing a mask during the pandemic. What?
That is so funny.
I think maybe this is a question for your husband, but a lot of fans of Breaking Bad want to know if Walter White will appear on Better Call Saul. They're just wanting it to happen.
He thinks it will happen, but I don't think has he said anything, Bryan Cranston?
He's talking now. Bryan Cranston says if he was asked, the answer would be yes. He would do it in a second. he's been invited to direct an episode, but the timing hasn't worked out for that. But he's like, I love the show. I'm on board. If they want me, I'm ready to go.
That's such a good show, from what I hear. I haven't watched it, but my husband is obsessed with it. He says it's better than Breaking Bad.
Really?
Which I don't know how that's even possible. Breaking Bad was so good.
Do we see any of the other characters in there?
Oh, yeah.
Hank and some other guy. Really?
Gus Fring, remember?
Yes.
I see him on there all the time when I'm like walking in the room. And what did they call him on that?
The chicken guy?
Yeah.
I forget.
I don't know. Matt just texted me, said they've teased it. Well, yeah, who knows? I don't think Jesse's been on it. Now, why would he be? But the twins, you know, the twins?
Yeah.
And the guy with the belt.
The Latino twins?
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe they were. I also saw them in it. So who knows? That could be really cool, though.
That is such a great show, Breaking Bad. I maybe rewatch Breaking Bad, then dive into Better Call Saul and get caught up. It's a lot of TV to watch.
But
so.
It sounds like you should start from Better Call Saul and then go through to Breaking Bad.
That's like the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Where do you guys start? 1 hour from right now. So we're talking 825. We have for you that Apple TV 4K. It's yours when you win Heads Up. Now, here's the latest song from Maroon 5. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Friday morning, we have our Friday Rewind. That starts at 9 a.m. And then around 8:15, the Oh Wow Wheel. The theme this week is a song from a deceased artist.
It is 7:29. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. And if you ever want to call into the show or text us, you can do that at 702-364-9400. I was in the backyard last night, and I was just kind of straightening things up and dusting off like the table back there and stuff. And I look over by our barbecue, and right next to it, I have this stand. And on that stand is something my dad make. My dad, he passed away, and he made this invention, I guess. He got a patent for it and everything. And I've talked about it on the show before, the Flip It Fun Cooker. And it's basically like a griddle, an outside griddle, but it's not as it's like circular as a wok. It's like a flatter wok. You remember when you used to go sledding as a kid and you'd sit on those plastic sleds?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's made out of metal and you cook on it. So like the whole thing with it was you could make steaks on it, you could make pancakes on it, you could make bacon on it, or you could also make soups in it and stuff like that, all outside. Like that was my dad's whole thing. And it's sitting out there, and I went and looked at it because it had a cover on it. I took the cover off and I was so bummed. It was all rusted, and it's probably not, I don't know if it's salvageable. I'm sure I could find a way to get the rust off of it, but I keep kicking myself. It was his dream to go on Shark Tank,
mm-hmm.
and see if someone would buy it. And I guess he had correspondence with Coleman, the brand Coleman, about them buying it from him. But then he got sick and he passed away, and we all just kind of dropped the ball on it. And someone was telling me last night, like, you got to pursue this for him. You got to try to go somewhere to see if someone would be interested in this. Like, I don't know where you would go. I don't even know how you do something like that. But I just think it's really cool that my dad invented something. Do you have anyone in your family that invented something? Because that's pretty big. If they did, especially some of these little ones that just one idea turns into something huge.
Yeah. And did you take that idea to Shark Tank to pitch it to the show? Or how did you get that idea to see the light of actually being developed and distributed across the country? I knew of your father's of this creation. And we talked about the patent before. I didn't realize he actually had a prototype made. And you have it. I didn't know there was physically one.
Oh, no. He has like 50 that
he
made.
Oh, there is?
All the kids in my family have them. He sold them just individually, and people bought them. But it got bigger than him. And he just kind of stopped it.
This I never knew. I always thought it was he had this idea. He got the patent for it and it stopped. They were like, okay, cool. Okay, now we're going to make this thing. You can get you could get like a fabricator to replicate the one you have and maybe streamline a couple things to bring it more current. And you can have a nice one, and you could go and pitch it to these people.
Well,
I think you should.
I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. And he does have a fabricator in Texas. It's actually someone we know,
mm-hmm.
and he made them for him. And he used it with he made it with water. My dad explained this process. Like at the factory, they would get the metal, and they would use water to cut it. Like the water would be so sharp in the way that it would come down, it would cut it in this circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a whole thing. I just don't know what the costs were involved in that, but I'm laying in bed last night thinking, man, I really owe it to him to do something with this. And I think my sister could help me a lot because she's really good at like pitches. That's what she does for her job. Like she's excellent with that kind of stuff. But have you ever had anyone in your family invent anything? And or maybe it's not someone that you knew personally, but it's like my great, 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 great grandfather. He invented the milk jug or whatever. Does anyone have something like that? 702-364-9400.
I met the people that invented the process of making ice cream in an ice cream shop with liquid nitrogen.
Oh, cool. They actually invented it?
Came up and pitched, and they went on Shark Tank, and they pitched the idea maybe 10 years ago or so, and Shark Tank, they passed on it.
Whoa.
And they still got the funding to go out on their own and create it, and they did, and now they have some 60 to 70 franchises across the country. But it was, they had that idea, went to Shark Tank, and the guy said no, and but it was enough publicity on the show, even the no, enough was enough to get them recognized when they started selling their franchise. Like, weren't you the ones on Shark Tank? Like, yes, we were. And that was enough to propel them to the next level.
That's, yeah, sometimes you don't even need the yes from the investors. You just need that publicity for other people to kind of say, oh, I think that's a good idea. I'd like to buy that.
You remember the George Foreman grill?
Yeah.
This could be something like the George Foreman grill. But outside, the George Foreman grill was, I mean, millions of dollars George Foreman made off that grill. And that was an indoor grill. This could be something that he used outside.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not great at, like, pitching and things like that. But I don't know. It was cool to come across it last night. And then I was thinking, I could hear my dad's voice in my head, like, wow, you really appreciated this at Rusted outside. Nice job. Like, I can just picture him so disappointed in me that I never used it. It's just sitting out there getting rusty. We're getting some texts here. The legend is in my family that my great-great-grandfather invented the serving tray. You know, the circular ones that servers serve with. Oh, wow.
Yeah. The tray. Yeah.
Instead, maybe the circular thing had something to do with it, as opposed to like a rectangular tray that maybe you would get your food on. A circle. It's easier to balance.
It is. Yeah,
because
right
you don't. That's perfect. That's something like some guy was just like, hey, I want to take my more than one glass out to my customers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invent this and then take them all out at the same time.
It is easier to hold that tray. I've held it before. It's much easier to hold that thing in the palm of your hand up there versus that rectangle one.
And if a customer upsets you, it's easy to throw like a frisbee at their head too. It's got dual purpose.
Or a shield like Captain America to block a customer throwing something at you.
That's
a
better idea.
That George Foreman grill, we all know that grill and all the money he made off of it. They pitched that, the people behind it pitched it to Hulk Hogan first.
And he said no.
And he said, nah, I don't think it's going to be a thing.
Wow.
And so then they're like, okay, who else can we get? And George Foreman's like, I'll do it. And the rest is history.
Could you imagine the Hulk Hogan grill instead?
He saw the successes of it and was so looking to find something. He had a Hulk Hogan pasta maker, I believe it was. And it didn't take off.
The Hulk Hogan pasta maker. Oh my gosh, when the pasta comes out, it rips into shreds.
What you gonna do, brother? When linguine runs wild on you. Hot three's up next. What do we got?
All right, let's talk about last night's Golden Knights game. Did you watch? That was amazing. We'll give you a little recap of that. Also, you might live longer just by drinking this. And if you're thinking about flying during this pandemic, a guy who's done it 33 times since it started has some really good tips on how you can stay safe. We're going to talk about all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
During the making of Rain on Me, the video, Lady Gaga accidentally scratched Ariana Grande's eye, and then she had to tackle her to try to put Neosporin on it. We have the audio. They just released it. Here it is.
Richard, I shanked her with my nail by accident dancing.
What happened?
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. As an honor, I hope it scars.
I love the voice.
It sounds like some movie where someone spoke like that.
Yeah, it does. What is it?
I can't.
Lady Gaga scratched my eye. As an honor, I hope it scars.
Is it one of the characters from A League of Their Own?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's just Lady Gaga scratch my eye. I hope it scars. What the heck?
She's awesome.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk some Golden Knights. The VGK beat the St. Louis Blues yesterday in their second game of round robin play. The score was 6-4. Now, it didn't look good early on. The Blues took the lead in the first period with former Golden Knight David Perron scoring right away. They woke up in the second period with goals from Shea Theodore and two from Alex Tuck before St. Louis scored back-to-back, pulling ahead of the Knights 4-3. Third period, though, huge for them with goals from Zach Whitecloud, his first, Mark Stone, and another from Theodore. The final game of round-robin play, it is tomorrow. It is versus the Colorado Avalanche, and the winner is going to get that number one seed from the Western Conference.
Here was the go-ahead goal. It's tied 4-4 at this point.
Blues don't clear it. Here's the gap to the net. They score! May have hit either Falk or Stone, and it's 5-4 Vegas.
Did you watch?
I didn't get
game?
Home. I had a busy day yesterday. I didn't get home last night till like 6:30.
Oh my gosh. Were you just running errands and stuff?
Yeah, I had to do some stuff for Las Vegas Now, which kind of put me behind the eight ball and getting the rest of my afternoon done and then haircut and everything else.
Well,
and so
that goal that you just played was the prettiest goal I've ever seen. It would, like, McNabb just kind of flung it and Mark Stone was right there and just put it right in. It was so, so beautiful.
I watched the highlights. If you ever miss a game, the NHL, they put out highlights of all the games, and it's just literally every shot on goal, whether it's a save or a goal itself. And it was combined, all the shots on goal and goals was a 9-minute video. If you miss the game, you can catch the highlights real easily.
Also this morning, a new study reveals that drinking beer on a daily basis can nearly double a man's chances of living until 90. Men who drink a pint of beer a day, they say, are 81% more likely to live to 90 than those who don't. Women who drink a pint of beer a day increase their chances of living to 90 by 33%. Now, this study is out of Holland. I don't know. I think there's a lot of beer drinking there. I don't know what it is compared to here in the United States, but the researchers, they did study the effects of aging and drinking, and one of the researchers said, our analysis shows significant positive associations between alcohol and longevity in men and women, but the results should not be used as motivation to start drinking. Like, if you don't drink, don't start.
No need
just
to start.
Of this.
I guess I'm just a lightweight, because a beer a day, I would feel it. If I'm having a beer with dinner, I would start to get a little buzz after a beer.
I don't know if I would, but I would definitely feel it just because beer sits so heavy on me. I just am like, oh, I always feel like I eat a loaf of bread after I drink a beer, even if it's light beer. For some reason, I don't metabolize it very well. All right, finally this morning, the CEO of a yogurt company called Halsa Foods has already had to fly 33 times during this pandemic, and he's kind of a germaphobe, which is good right now. But he says that there are some tricks that you can use if you're about to travel, thinking about traveling, scared to travel, but would like to. He says these are five tricks he uses to stay as safe as possible. And it's some good stuff. He says wear multiple layers of latex gloves when you travel. That way you can peel them off as you go. He takes a layer off after check-in, after he goes through TSA, and after he touches anything high contact, like escalator handrails. So I don't know how many pairs of latex gloves you would have to wear, but
he's like Cameron, the crowd igniter for our Golden Knights, except he's got gloves on. Just tear one off. There's another one ready to go.
Would you put on like 10 pairs? I don't know. Your hands must be huge. Would you look like the hamburger helper guy? Just these big old mitts?
I think your hands get sweaty, because I put them on when I go outside to clean up the doggy mess out back and everything, and my hands start to get sweaty after a little bit inside those things.
Well, he says it works for him.
Okay.
Also, he says get a paper ticket. Don't scan your phone at check-in. You might contaminate it and get the virus on your hand. So a paper ticket is better on that. You can just throw it away. Bring lots of disposable masks. He changes his mask every 4 hours and tries not to touch it at all when it's on his face. Don't go to the food court, he says. He never gets food. And if he needs a drink, he wipes down the bottle. He also tries to find a corner to sit in with as few people as possible when he does eat. And the last thing he says he does, look for non-crowded bathrooms. You might have to walk to another part of the terminal. He also changes his mask after that, never uses the bathrooms on the plane. And he also says, don't worry too much about the air on the plane because it's filtered and recirculated every few minutes.
But he never takes his mask off. He covers as much skin as possible and wipes everything down, including his seat, window, table, and seatbelt. He even wipes down the buttons and the knobs on the ceiling, too, with like the
that
fan.
You touch, yeah,
yeah, all that. It wipes down all of that. So those are some good tricks if you're thinking about traveling.
The one thing he did mention, I was doing that prior to the pandemic, was the food court stuff, because I'd always get something to eat, but I would never eat in the food court because those tables were always just so dirty and greasy.
Yeah.
And there was one leftover French fry from the person before because it's such a fast turnaround. So I would go to an empty gate, like, oh, that there's no one at that gate over there, and go sit at an empty gate and enjoy my sandwich.
Were you the guy that would bring a sandwich on the plane and it smells like onions throughout the plane?
If I did bring a sandwich, it'd be basic. It'd just be a turkey sandwich with lettuce, mayo, and mustard.
Okay. Because yeah. I would always get seated next to that person who brought something that just smelled either so good or so bad, and I'm sitting right next to them.
Well, with our Golden Knights winning last night, our radio friend Spence has another song. Should we play it?
Yeah, it's the same song, but it's targeted towards the Avalanche this time. So this is fun. Yeah, give this a listen.
Back to back, Anthony scores! Back to back goals for Alex Tuck. Score! White Cloud! Score! Mark Stone in front! Set up on a feed by McNabb!
Hey, Vegas hockey's back. Flower, Schmitty, Stoner, Marchie, and Patch. North of the border, we'll be on attack. So make some noise, medieval maniacs.
Take it to the bridge.
Come on. VGK. We're Vegas strong, and that is how we play. Don't want no jet start, that's Canucks or Flames. Look up in three if we have it our way.
Take them to the chorus.
Get your hockey on.
So
McNabb. Yeah. We're gonna give the Avalanche a smack. Yeah. Like Revo when you over water grass.
Reality check! There are big fines if you don't change your watering clock.
Hey, Vegas hockey's back.
Just a friendly reminder. Ryan Reed style.
Score! From the right point on a long range rush shot. Shea Theodore with a seeing eye goal. His second of the game to make it 6-4.
In 20 minutes, we have for you that Apple TV 4K. It's an Apple a day all week long here on Mix 94.1. So we have one for you at 8 o'clock, 8:25 on that when you win heads up. And then right before that, it's Friday morning, so we have the Oh Wow Wheel, and the theme is a song from a dead singer. Dead person.
Deceased celebrities,
deceased,
yes.
Celebrities.
We are going to bring back some songs from those. What did they say? Only the good die young.
Yeah, Billy
maybe
Joel.
They were, yeah, old also, though, but
we got it, we got it from you and I were talking after the show because Whitney Houston's birthday is this,
yeah,
week. Yeah.
Yeah. We got that from Heads Up. And as I told you earlier this week, Brooklyn made our Heads Up categories.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
I don't know if she's going to do it again this week because she wouldn't stop complaining about it. Like, this is really hard. And I paid her for it. It's not like she had to do it for free. But I was like, hey, it would really help me out if you came up with the categories. So we'll see about that. Speaking of my daughter, yesterday, oh my gosh, I went into panic mode over something that happened with her. I felt like I was the worst mother ever for letting her do something. I thought it was harmless, but then I was in the situation where I was just like, oh gosh, I've made a grave, grave, grave mistake. So do you think back to some of the things your parents let you do as a kid and you think, wow, what were they thinking? What did your parents let you do as a child that would never fly today? So I mentioned earlier in the show that my sister and her husband, they really like Las Vegas a lot, and they're thinking about moving out here. It's not anything that's done, like their house isn't even on the market, but anytime there's a house that goes up for sale in our area, they always want to know. And so I have like a realtor sending us houses, and I'll send one to her. I'm like, hey, this one's available, blah, blah, blah. So there's one that's very close to my house that is about to go on the market, and we sent it to her, and she's like, wow, I love that house. And I was like, when it officially goes on the market, I'll let you guys know. So my daughter is getting word of this, and she's very excited about the possibility of her godmother coming out and living close to us. So she FaceTimes her yesterday, and she said, I wanted to know if you'd like to go on a tour of the neighborhood to see some of the houses that you like. My daughter went on Zillow and saw all the houses for sale in our neighborhood. So she leaves the house on FaceTime with my sister and goes and is like a creeper and FaceTiming all these houses so my sister can see them. And it was the cutest thing. But at one point, I go outside because I figure I could see her from the street, and she's nowhere to be found. Then I start walking up a block and I can't find her, and I'm getting really, really scared. So I text her. I'm like, where are you? No response. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I get in the car, and right as I'm about to pull out of the driveway, she comes walking up. Hi, here I am. And I'm just like, don't do that. But then I think about my parents. I used to leave the neighborhood for miles on my bike. Wouldn't tell them where I was, be gone for 6 hours, and I come home and they didn't even care. That would never fly today.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was the thing when we were kids. Wake up summertime, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and then you go out, pop back in for lunch, pop back out, see you at dinner.
Yeah.
Gone all day long. They didn't know where I was. Same thing. I'd be 5 miles away on my bike at someone's house, this, that, and everything. They just knew that when I was hungry or something, I would come home, or if they had to do something, hey, be home by 3. And I'd have a watch. I'd have to ask my buddy's mom or someone, hey, what time is it? Oh, my gosh, I got to get home and go racing home and be home by 3 o'clock.
Isn't it funny how now, if you had a kid, would you ever let your kid do what you did?
I want to sit here and say yes. Like, I want to be that parent who doesn't helicopter parent my kids and stuff. But I probably would be very protective of them.
I consider myself pretty, you know, lenient with my kids, but on that, no. I was so upset. And she's like, I was just down the block. And I'm like, okay, well, just don't ever do that again. So what was it that your parents let you do, but it would never, ever fly today? 702-364-9400. Amanda says, walk to the grocery store by myself over 2 miles round trip for milk when I was about 10 years old. I would do that too. My mom would send me to go get milk.
Yeah, and you just went there, right?
Yeah.
You walk or take your bike?
I would walk, because it actually wasn't that far. It was across the street, the grocery store from us, so it wasn't that bad for me. But 2 miles round trip, that's pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
Bila says, we used to play in construction zones. Some of my best memories are jumping out of a second-story window onto a sand pile below. Charlene says, sit in the back of a pickup truck on the roads and freeway. We would all want to sit on the tire wheel because it was higher. That was so dangerous. And this one says, when I got a car at age 16, I would go out and I never told them where I went or when I was coming back.
You know, speaking of cars, when I was a kid, anytime like a cool muscle car, or old car, I would flag the person down because I wanted to see the car. And then I would ask, hey, can we go for a ride? And sometimes just random dudes that had really cool muscle cars driving through a neighborhood would give us like a ride around the block.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine that today. If someone, I got a muscle car, if some kid flagged me down, like, yeah, hey, really neat car, can you take us for a ride? Sure, kid, hop on in. Whoa, no way.
That is, yeah, that's crazy. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, what did your parents let you do that would never fly today?
My parents used to leave me home alone when I was like 10.
10 years old?
What's the age
that's appropriate now, do you think?
I'd come home from school and they wouldn't be home, so I'd be like all of them. But I think nowadays, I don't know, because everyone's got their technology, so everyone's distracted anyway.
Yeah, I'd say 20, 21. Raul says, my mom used to send me to the store with the written note to buy cigarettes, and they would sell it to me.
Oh,
Rebel has my permission to get my cigarettes, please. Virginia Slim Ultralight Menthols. Thank you.
There you go, kid.
No problem. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, crazy how times have changed. Here we go. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we have the Oh Wow Wheel. We'll spin that. And then right after that, that Apple TV 4K. It's yours when you win Heads Up. We're giving away Apple TV 4Ks all day long. Sean has one in the 3 o'clock hour. Heather has one in the 11 o'clock hour. And we have yours in less than 5 minutes. It is Friday morning, so it's time for this.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
All right, every Friday we spin our gigantic wheel, the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that's gonna make you say, oh, wow. Either I haven't heard that forever, or I love that song, or I hate that song, or whatever. So
JC, I'll have you give the wheel a spin here.
Okey-dokey.
And this category for today are artists that have passed. Songs from artists that have passed. Who will it land on? For the past, like, 3 weeks, it's landed on JC. So will he go for a fourth time? Let's see. The wheel is slowing down.
That's a good spin. That is a great
that
spin.
That is a really good spin. And I can't see.
Well, it's on Steph, who's no longer with the show because of the cutbacks of the radio station.
So then that would go to Jocelyn.
Who's not here because she got a promotion, but then she was also part of the cutbacks.
Which goes to you.
Oh, my gosh. that's why it's always late on me because we have the...
Well, wait, where's Nudia fall into this?
So, I know. Yeah, you said
Nudia.
I was Steph.
Yeah, so Nudia's Steph.
Nudia, it's landing on you. So, Nudia, here you go.
Come on now.
So you get to play your song, but... If it's vetoed, it goes to then you, JC.
Okay, gotcha.
So that means I have the veto power. All right. So what do you have for us today, Nudia?
So I have Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All. And I actually know every single like lyric because when I was in fifth grade, this was like our chorus song. And it just always like stuck with me forever that it's just like I randomly know every single word of the song.
It's such a good song.
I wouldn't know it any other way, though, you know.
Do you believe that children are our future?
Sometimes. I mean, if I was to look at myself, I don't know.
That's tough. There is no way I will veto this one. Great song, Nudia. It plays. Oh, this is a nice little flashback for everyone here. Greatest love of all, Whitney Houston. It's on the Oh Wow Wheel.
I was trying to get Nudie's attention to ask her a question during that song, and she couldn't hear me because she was I could see her singing that song in the studio.
I really was.
Aw, well, hey, I hope you had a nice little flashback there. I know I did. That was a good one. I liked it. Good pick, Nudia.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, my first Oh Wow Wheel, and I didn't get vetoed.
Wow, that's a good one.
I'm so happy.
Well, JC, now, if she did get the veto, which she didn't, but if she did, it would have gone to you. So what would you have picked?
I would have went with... Bob Marley.
I love this song.
My uncle was a huge Bob Marley fan, and the anniversary of his death and his birthday is all coming up here in like the next 2 weeks. My mom and I were just talking about my uncle and Bob Marley this week, and so that was in my mind. That's why.
Aw, that's cool.
All right, who'd you have went with?
Well, I love my 90s rap, and so I would have gone with Notorious B.I.G., the song Juicy.
And if you don't know, now you know.
That's like my catchphrase. Say that to my kids all the time. Well, if you don't know, now you know.
That's a good category. It was Whitney Houston's birthday this week, too.
Yeah.
It was a tie-in right there.
I actually didn't know that when I picked my song.
Oh.
Surprise.
Yeah, that works. I mean, it was Destiny that we heard from. All three great songs. I don't think Vito's would have got played at all today.
No, let's do this right now. Looking for caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You get to play Heads Up for this cool prize.
Yeah, we have your Apple TV 4K to give away today. This is our last one. Heather and Sean still have one, but this is your last chance to win one of these on our show. And all you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in this category. Hamilton. I recommend you knowing your Hamilton if you're going to try this one. Just a little clue for you. You do get to pick your partner. And like I said, 6 and 60 wins it.
James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning doing 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Isabel, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Nice. Oh my gosh, no way.
You can do this, girl. I know you've got it in you. You just got to get six answers in 60 seconds. Do you know Hamilton?
Yes and no. My boyfriend's mom is really into it, so I've been talking to her about it, but I'm going to try my very best. I'm really good with trivia.
Okay, just do your best. That's all we ask. I think you can do this. The category is Hamilton. Eliza Hamilton's birthday is August 9th, so on Sunday. So these are all things you would see in the musical Hamilton, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to do you, Mercedes.
Okay.
It's good because I haven't seen the movie.
I know. I was holding my breath. I'm like, oh, gosh.
If she would have said me, I would have graciously said, no, I've never seen it. So here we go. Very simple. Isabel, you get 6 in 60 seconds. You're getting the Apple TV 4K, courtesy of Columbia Records. You ladies, you start now.
Lin-Manuel plays this character in the show.
Lin-Manuel. Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Who's the lead character in the show?
Hamilton.
What's his first name? Oh.
Hamilton Alexander.
Yes. When you move your body around, like and do kind of ballet is a type of what?
Dancing.
Yes. Yeah. This is the oldest sister of the Schuyler sisters in Hamilton. Eliza and Peggy. Who's the first one?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's pass. Shoot one of these to kill someone.
A gun.
Yes. I'm going to pass this one to. He is one of the founding fathers. He
George Washington.
He was in Monticello. He came back from France and was like, "What's going on?
Benjamin Franklin.
What did I miss?" No, that's not him. This was really hard.
Oh my gosh. So many.
I'm so sorry, Isabel. Oh my gosh. You have to be a diehard Hamilton fan.
I
blame my daughter because she is, and she made this category, so it's all her fault.
No.
I'm just kidding. Hold on, Isabel. We'll get you a consolation prize.
And I felt like the 60 seconds went by faster for some reason.
It did. Did you fast forward that?
I did. I sped the clock up. Caller 20. That means this Apple TV 4K is yours, courtesy of Columbia Records.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.